From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The British government moves to limit fallout from the Brexit vote. British Finance Minister George Osborne said Monday that the British economy is fundamentally strong and that Britain remains open for business.
People need to know the fundamentals are strong. We have dealt with the immediate challenge of an unexpected vote as far as financial markets are concerned because we had in place detailed contingency plans.
That message was repeated later in the day by Prime Minister David Cameron in his first address to Parliament since the Brexit vote. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in London Monday after a stop in Brussels where he cautioned European Union against angry, vengeful behavior against Britain. He later spoke after meeting with his British counterpart.
We have immense confidence in the quality of leadership on both sides of the channel in order to manage the transition in a thoughtful and sensitive and strategic manner.
In Britain's opposition Labour Party, pressure grew Monday for the resignation of party leader Jeremy Corbyn, following the resignation of all 12 members or of 12 members of his shadow cabinet. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that states do not have the right to impose what it called undue burdens on abortion facilities, thus limiting the ability of women to get abortions. The court ruled 5-3 to overturn a law in Texas that required abortion doctors to have patient-admitting privileges at hospitals near their facilities and that their clinics be equipped with costly hospital-grade equipment. In another case, the court refused to loosen federal restrictions that prevent people with domestic assault convictions from owning guns. This is VOA News. Israel and Turkey have agreed to normalize ties. Ties between the two countries broke down in 2010 after Israel's interception of a Turkish aid ship trying to break up the blockade of the Gaza Strip. The Kremlin says Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Monday apologized to Russian leader Vladimir Putin for shooting down a Russian military jet last year. The pilot of the plane was killed. A spokesman says Mr. Erdogan said he wants to restore friendly relations between Turkey and Russia. Political analyst Vladimir Frolov says Mr. Erdogan is being pragmatic.
I don't think Erdogan will be viewed as a loser. I think he would be viewed as a man looking for pragmatic solutions. Turkey has found itself completely isolated in the region and increasingly in the world.
Political analyst Vladimir Frolov.
España necesita, en nuestra opinión, y lo necesita.
That's Spain's acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. He says since his People's Party won the most votes in the repeat parliamentary election Sunday, it has the right to govern. The PP won 137 seats, 14 more than the last election, but still short of the 176 needed for an absolute majority in Parliament. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama visited a leadership camp for girls in Liberia Monday, part of an effort to promote girls' education in Africa. The First Lady met with young women at a Peace Corps-sponsored project in Kakata after receiving a red carpet welcome in Liberia's capital. Earlier in the day, Michelle Obama met with Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the first elected woman head of state in Africa. Hundreds of high school students have marched in Cairo calling for the resignation of the Minister of Education. The protests followed the arrest of several officials on charges of leaking cheat sheets for national exams on Facebook. While mostly a peaceful event, some students were detained late in the day after throwing bricks and bottles at police. Lebanese officials say suicide bombers have killed at least 5 people near the Syrian border. Authorities say 3 bombers triggered the explosions Monday in the town of Ka. 15 people were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Federal, state, and city officials are finalizing plans to address possible violence at the upcoming Republican and Democratic conventions. Some 50,000 people, including about 6,000 protesters, are expected to convene on the Midwest U.S. city of Cleveland, Ohio, for the Republican National Convention from July 18th to the 21st. A handful of physical altercations involving protesters have occurred at rallies for presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump, and officials are planning for the possibility of more at the convention. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.